Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. Take care of your family. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. They had the nerve, the audacity to have us back for a third straight season. Players Only is back in the building. And unfortunately, even though we heard Sean Barber's voice talking about chickens and taking care of yourself, he is playing hooky on game one.
Not even
week
here.
Week one. Day of school. Like,
that's a fine.
Who misses the first day of school?
That's a fine.
Definitely.
Big fine, right?
That's something they must do in Richmond, Virginia. I don't know. But we are back in the building. I got two guests. And even though it takes a lot, I got some Maalocs and Tums next to me when I'm around barbershop. And last year, I got to give love to Joe Mays. He's been a part of this show from the beginning. He will not be with us this season in a full capacity, but we still got a lot of love for Joe, and we're going to have him call in from time to time. Definitely be still supporting him and his business as well at the Leia Center. Great, incredible massages and cryo and everything else. So definitely be supporting him, but he won't be a part on a full-time basis of the Players Only show. But we do have two guests in the building.
Mm.
Unfortunately, they both played on the bad side of the football.
The championship side.
The cheating side of the football, as the barbershop is aware of. We got J.C. Pearson in the house. What's going on, J.C.?
What's happening, man? Week one. Glad to be here.
Week one after a win, indeed. And we got the number 90.
9-0.
Ring of Honor.
Go ahead, man. Stop. Go ahead and stop.
What I got to keep saying?
You don't have to say
Cornhusker.
That,
even though that one pained me to say.
Yeah, I know it is. But you ought to be happy. You
we got Neil Smith in the building. What's going on, Neil?
I'm doing good, fellas. Thank you for having me here. Barbershop, don't worry about it, brother. We'll hold it down for you this week. And, you know, keep feeding them chickens and feeding your family.
And you know, the other thing, man, I cannot believe that Neil beat me here.
That is what they call old miracle.
No,
it ain't even a miracle. It's old miracle.
Y'all got it twisted. I know what y'all thinking. It's all wrong. Let me tell y'all something. I was never late. I have never gave no money to the Kansas City Chiefs or anybody else I play with
for
being
late.
Tardy.
Really?
Or missing a plane. Now, that's wrong. Now, I might walk in there a few minutes early, but never late. Never late. Always on time.
And I am Danan Hughes, former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, current Chiefs color analyst with the radio network. And Players Only is brought to you each and every week by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your pursuit. Well, guys, it's after week one. And we are 1-0.
1-0.
Yeah. What'd you say? You're what?
We are 1-0.
I know. But what did you say when you were introducing yourself? You're the Chiefs what?
I'm the Chiefs color analyst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. He's big, dog.
Don't be adding no extra letters on that. Yeah. I know where you're going.
You need to come up with a different title for that, man. You know, you're the...
He in there, dog.
Believe me, I got to enunciate. I got to make sure I enunciate that part.
I have to.
Him and touchdown Mitch, man. Yeah, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Being in the booth with Mitch is incredible. I got to drink like... 5 Red Bulls and chasing with the 5-hour energy.
Man. I don't know how he do because it. That's good, man.
That brother stands the whole game, and people might think he's got a script of all his sayings and all that. No, it's right off the dome.
Off the top of the head.
Right off the top of his head. He is one of the most talented, if not the most talented, sports dude that I've ever been around. It's been incredible.
I just
want
to know one thing. I wanted to always ask him the question. How many times do you think he said touchdown Kansas?
Oh, man.
Say that.
He was doing it when we were playing
years
together.
Now, right? It's 25 more years?
Yeah, this is 26th year, I believe.
Wow.
So he was doing it. I got clips where he called a couple of my players. You know, I ain't scored that many touchdowns. I know you was waiting to say something, JC.
No.
See, I was just going to cut you off at the knees right there before you even got that jab in.
I was thinking, DBs go. I was thinking about
Mitch. You did your part, brother. You did
touchdown.
Your part.
What about like the first down, and, you know. Man.
Yeah, so he is a gem, man.
Now I got to come up with something for the defense, brother. You know, he ain't been there that long, Joe.
What we got to do?
For real, right?
We got to do nothing for the defense?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, boy. He got to do something for that defense. Boy.
I don't know.
You have to do something then.
Why don't you?
You're an office guy.
I just talked about drinking 5-hour energy. You ain't going to have me drinking no Tums and Maylocks talking about the defense. You know I hate them cats on that side.
Turnover. Something. Come on, you got John Bias. That's my guy, man. You're the color analyst.
Hey, we got the Jay Southland Tow Service text line open, 913-576-7610. It's also a call-in line. So for any of the fans out there that want to ask any questions about this past game with the Browns, J.C. Pearson's here, Neil Smith, myself, please call in, shoot us some texts. We want to talk about this win, and then we're going to move on in the second quarter to this Ravens matchup. And I think it's really important that we recap this Browns game. Mm-hmm. So many great things happened in that game. One, the first and foremost was the Chiefs' kingdom was in full effect.
Man.
And for the first time since the Super Bowl, or I should say since the AFC Championship game, when we won the Super Bowl against the Niners, 2019-2020 Super Bowl, was the first time that Arrowhead was full.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Chiefs fans felt cheated, I would say, not just for the pandemic. Obviously, there was much more major things impacting the world with the pandemic. But we never got that curtain call. We never got that opportunity to cheer on for the home opener, our Super Bowl winning Chiefs in that 2020 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was just such an incredible experience, incredible feeling to have the Arrowhead faithful in tow and there and supporting and cheering. I personally had family in town from Jersey. Mm-hmm. My sister, her boyfriend, one of my childhood friends came in town. And I brought them to the airport Monday morning, and they said their ears were still ringing.
Oh, yeah.
That they had. And I tried to warn them. I said, my sister hadn't been to a game since we played. And I tried to warn them. I was like, look, it's a different animal. Yeah. I don't care. You've been to Jersey. You've been to Giants and Jets games. That's all nice. Those are, you know, opera claps and stuff like that out in the stands. But when you come to Arrowhead, you better be prepared.
It's
take some Tylenol,
deal.
Have some earplugs maybe, because it's a different animal, and it lived up to that.
Yeah, they showed up, and they showed out. I mean, how about no play bigger than the punter dropping the ball, right?
I want to get him some gloves.
Man, the fans, they showed up, man. They showed out, and they made an impact like they normally do. You know, a couple third down false starts, and, you know, they always show out.
You know, we're big up to them, man. You know, the kingdom – I embraced the dead, you know, this week, you know, having an opportunity to come back, you know, and throughout the first pitch, you know, for a great cause. And I just felt the energy, bro. When they came in there, man, it was like cranked. I'm like, wait a minute now, hold on. All this smoke and stuff. I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, this is not us. Like, you know, just the feeling on the field, you can feel it that the presence is there, man. And you know, once you do something, JC, and that it's going to happen, man. You know, the place is going to erupt. And Danny, and I tell you what, man, they just feel the energy. The teams feed off of it.
Yep.
And, you know, I was sitting next to a guy. Like, oh, I'm not worried. It's just the Browns. And sure enough, you know, later in that, you know, that turnover, and all of a sudden you can feel the momentum switch.
Yep. Yeah.
After one bad play, as JC would say, when the punt drops, you know, that was it. That's all they needed. They needed that extra boost to get over. But nah, I can't take too many of those close games like that, though. That kind of scares me.
But, you know, the fans, they need to know that the players, they feel them. And appreciate them, man.
Sure.
I remember back when we played, man, that Monday night game against Buffalo. I think it was like, what was it, 91? They was, you know, was in the middle of their Super Bowl run, and they came in here, man, and that night was different, man. Mm-hmm. As soon as you walked out on the field, man, it was just different. You could feel like, I mean, feel that energy,
you
man.
You put Buffalo in there, but that's a few other teams I can see too.
But, you know, they, I mean, not to cut you guys off, but, you know, the fans need to know that the players feel that, man, and they are a big part of it.
Absolutely. They definitely got to give props to the fans, and we don't by no means want them to ever think that their efforts and energy, I know a lot of fans went home and went right to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, they got the extra gasoline in.
How do they feel on the next morning?
Yeah. Hey.
You know, screaming and yelling like that and eating and drinking like that. Yeah, and the next morning you wake up like.
They do this, man.
It's a full-time job.
They've been waiting for this, though.
I know there's a bunch of people wake up with no voices, man.
But they do it well.
Neil, I wanted to go back to your earlier comment because that was one of the points I wanted to make, and you brought it up early. The throwing out the first pass and being on the field. I don't know. I know you've banged the drum in the past. You've thrown out the first pass. Give the fans a little bit perspective of like being down there, being embraced. We are all very fortunate. And I know you guys played for other organizations. I did not. So you kind of got a taste of what other organizations do.
Right.
But I feel like, and I may be biased because we are still embraced by the Chiefs organization in a way that I don't think many other organizations are. As the Chiefs ambassador, still participating in the community, still raising money, giving away money to charities, doing public appearances, and so on, and then being embraced on game day. It's one thing to be embraced away from the from the field. Hey, do all these things in the community for us. But then to be embraced at the stadium with sweet visits and other stuff that JC and I and you do.
Yeah.
But you were out there for the first pass and the introductions. Give us some insight on that.
Well, I just like, you know, I was just so happy, you know, that, you know, they asked me to do it. And, man, I had to get on the sideline after that girl handed me that jersey. And I put on, like, number 9. I'm like, I haven't put this on a jersey on it since maybe about 2000. And then, you know, being in there. And then once I put it on, everybody started screaming my name. You know, like, hey, Neil, you know, and I'm just coming over there trying to, you know, give them high five and everything. So I really got caught up in it, man. And I tell you what, just the Hunt family, they just do it right, man. You know, look what Clark do. You know, even when we opened up the Hall of Honor, and you had all the legends there, and, you know, and everybody was there to embrace that and how they, you know, let us be first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the family, let us be first ones in to see it and to see where it came from and how it's, the new beginning of the new look, and had an opportunity to do that, and even had an opportunity to go see the locker room. Now, you want to talk about something shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm like, they sitting on leather seats in there, brother.
Yeah.
And got all kinds of departments.
No more wooden like, stools and all
stools,
that, right?
Yeah, right? So what else is next, you know, and have an opportunity, you know, to see, you know, Clark and his family. It was good to see them. And, you know, what great, you know, they just do it all around this wonderful
just
man.
Class,
that's all you do. It's a first-class organization.
And like you said, we played – Neil and I, we play for other organizations as well, so we have kind of a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs organization, man, like he was saying, they do it right, man, from the top down, from the owner down.
Yeah.
You know, and they appreciate you, which makes you feel great about the organization, helping out, going out, representing them in the community, talking to kids, talking to other people. So they do it right, man. And, you know, they make you feel welcome. They make you feel appreciated for what you did, whether you were you know, an all-pro or an undrafted free agent. Yeah. You know, if you were on this team, you were on this team and you part of the family.
And that's an amazing, amazing feeling indeed. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about the Hall of Honor because we were all part of being invited and participating in the ceremony last week to open up the new Hall of Honor at Arrowhead. For any fans that are out there that may not have the luxury of going to a game, you can actually still on any day go and visit the Hall of Honor. It doesn't just have to be on game day.
Right.
And to me, it's a feeling like for me, I get caught up sometimes in the emotion of I was a 6-year player. And yeah, I was a captain. I got a picture with you. I actually got it here with me when we went out against the Raiders for the coin toss. Captain for 4 years. But, you know, no all pro, no Pro Bowl, not going to be on the Ring of Honor, all that stuff. And then yet still 25 years later being embraced like we're embraced. It's just a feeling that's beyond measure. And other teams, just to give perspective before we go to break, other teams have guys.
Yeah.
Like the Broncos and everybody else, they have guys. They might have Hall of Famers or 5 or 10 guys that they tap into for everything. That's their select. But the Chiefs, we got 50 ambassadors.
Right.
And there's still Trent Greens and other guys that are not even ambassadors that are still embraced with the organization. So it's top shelf. Definitely, you know, I would say even though, Neil, you went and you got Super Bowl rings with the Broncos when you left, most of the guys that left.
Hey, man, we got Super Bowl rings a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, we got that's right.
You got your ring, man.
Yeah.
But most of the guys that have left have, and you can probably attest to, and we can talk a little bit more about it after break, they don't always, most of them don't say the grass was greener on the other side, except for a Super Bowl. If they got a Super Bowl, that most of the guys that I know that played for other organizations after the Chiefs, although they might have went for business reasons, later in life they realize, man, how great they had it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How great they had it with the Chiefs.
And you know what? It's not only just the organization, it's the fan base.
Yeah.
Because you still go in town. Every day you go around town, somebody recognizes you.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy.
And you put the key situation together when you said that, you know, we all got rings. And when you said that, that's what this organization is about.
Right.
They never let no one that ever put that jersey on. And even when you was a part.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Part of the ambassador did not have an opportunity to, you know, to play a part. And then the guys, you know, congratulations to those guys that got those rings. Mm-hmm. It's still a ring, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You played.
I'm wearing it. Part of it. And I wear it proudly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wear it proudly indeed.
Wear it proudly, brother.
But when we come back, first quarter's over for Players Only 2021 version. We will come back for the second quarter. We're going to recap a little bit about the Cleveland Browns game specifically, talking about the offense, defense. We already got into the special teams gaffe with the punter. But there's some meat to the bone on the offense and defense. But we're going to come back after this break. Remember, U.S. Bank, whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can turn it into your pursuit. When we come back, let's get some calls and text messages in we can tackle as well.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. Players Only, second quarter of the first show of the season. I am in the building with J.C. Pearson, former defensive back for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Neil Smith, the original number 90 for the Kansas City Chiefs Ring of Honor, Hall of Honor. Big dude, whatever else you want to add to it. We appreciate you guys coming in, filling for the missing in action, Sean Barber.
Week one. MIA.
Nobody misses the first day of school, but it's Sean Barber.
Fine. It's definitely fine, man. You got to find him.
That's definitely a fine.
I actually heard him yell out and say that he wanted to do this show, and I'm like, okay, cool, let me hear him.
Yeah.
And then I get a call. And he ain't here.
That's a shame, man. We got the Jays Southland Tow Service text line open, and the phone lines are open, 913-576-7610. Before we get into talking a little bit about the Browns, recapping that game, we got some texts that come in. I saw one that was referencing you, Neil.
Of course.
From the 913, just wanted to give a shout out and a huge thank you to Neil Smith for giving my daughter an autograph and photo for me at the DMV about a year ago. Thank you.
The DMV, baby. Everybody got to go through.
That's true.
Yeah. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
You know, even the fan base around here is tremendous. And, you know, every day you go somewhere, somebody is saying something to you about the Chiefs.
It goes back to the 90 teams and from on. We always had this rule, don't pass no kid by.
Yeah.
And that's simply it. You know, I'm not going to pass nobody by. And now you don't have to sign an autograph. You can actually give them a picture, which is even better, bro.
Right, with these cell phones.
Quicker, so
but, you know,
you
back to that, too, it was great because in our contracts back then, and you know, too, Dane and Carl Peterson, they put it in their contracts that you had to go out and do appearances.
At least five.
In public, where at schools or wherever. And that, you know, made the community kind of embrace us as players.
But you know
as well
why Carl
too,
did that, right?
Great,
because
man.
He didn't want to do it.
But it was great, man, because it got guys into the community and got the community tied into the organization.
Carl had his ways of doing things, man.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him like, Carl Peterson can to make his players do anything. And that's what he did, and he used that prop all the way through. Even when you remember off season, we used to have open off season, but all of a sudden he made it a strict that you have to do off season, and if you didn't do it, you get fined.
Voluntary but mandatory.
Yeah, right.
But voluntary but mandatory.
But you know what? You got to give him props. You got to give Marty props.
They turned this thing around, man.
Because prior to them,
it was
a completely different environment around here, and now that led to where they're at now.
Absolutely, and awesome.
Oh yeah, the fan base is incredible. We got another guy that said he was from the 913. I've been rocking a Kansas City Chiefs Band-Aid on my nose since the 90s. Thank you, Neil.
Right on, my brother. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Indeed, great fan support. We also have from the 913. Love Thursday nights during the NFL season. Glad to have you guys back on the air. Go Chiefs. Another one that says this is their favorite show. We appreciate the support. For any new listeners, Players Only is just a round table with only players involved. We don't have a host. We don't have someone outside. It's just the players, kind of like what we would talk about in the locker room.
Right.
Some of the stories that we have, experiences, and then our perspective. And I've always said, and I know Barbershop and Joe Mays in the past have said the same thing, we don't see the game better. We just see it different.
Yes.
Like when, like I give example to fans, if you ran a play up on the screen right now from the all 22 version, the overhead, et cetera, we could probably tell you what all 22 players did in real time.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we watch film, we know how to dissect film, you see all the mechanisms that's going on, and the general fan, nothing against them, but the general fan might see, oh, Patrick Mahomes drops back, he's getting pressured, they see the guy that's chasing him, they might look for Travis Kelce,
they just watching the ball.
They're watching specific aspects, but we see what all 22 people are doing on the field.
How things are developed or supposed to be developed. And no, you know, nothing against the media guys as well, but there's a lot of media guys out there that really don't understand the game. They talk about, you know, different things, but that's where our perspective comes in because, like you said, we can look at a play and we know what's supposed to happen. Why it happened, why it didn't happen, who messed up, how they messed up, and all that. And you can look at players, and we can look at guys, really. You know, this is one thing I never understood is why teams don't have more former players in scouting.
Yeah,
because we can look at a player, and you can tell them, you can look at an offensive tackle, and you know right away if this dude is good or not. Because you studied tackles for your whole career.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Monday.
What a game is involved, too. And another thing about it, if you start to look at players just to try to be as good as you or as, you know, are on your level, then that's when you kind of miss out on the guys that's up and coming. You
right.
know that. I think that, and to your point, I really believe that, you know, there should be more. But there's a lot of guys, to believe it or not, that's former players that's in scouting.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of guys in there. But, you know, I
even
think,
upper management, even like director of player personnel and stuff like that.
And you guys remember when you was in college, man, when those scout days come and you see them scouts standing over there with them hats on, your eyes get big, and you start swelling up and say, man, let me do something good.
Yeah. Let me do something good in practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But see, that's the difference, too, because some of those guys only look at the numbers, the 40 time or how long did he broad jump and that kind of stuff.
His wingspan.
His wingspan. Whereas guys that really understand the game are looking at, can this dude play? Let's turn the film on and see if this dude can play.
Exactly.
That wingspan helped me, bro. That would got me paid, bro. I know I can run, but that 747 I got, boy. I grab him. They come close, JC. Y'all know I snatch him up and knock him down.
Hey, yeah. But see, that's what made you different. You know, you could play
basketball arms,
and you had all of that. Yeah. You know, them long arms and can run and all that stuff. And, you know, so that's an easy one. That's a no brainer there.
And talking about the game this weekend and what guys can do running and on the field action. What was you guys' takeaway from this Browns game, JC?
Well, you know, just like every first game, you know, there's good and bad. The good is obviously they were able to hang in there, stick it, and then make the big plays when they needed to make them. You know, like Neil was saying earlier, one of the fans in the stands was like, I'm not worried. And that's how the players played. That, you know, they just kept fighting, battling, and then making plays. And anytime you get 15 an opportunity.
Yeah,
and with Tyreek and
don't leave that
Travis Kelce and all them, you know, you always going to have a chance. And, you know, now a win is a win in this league. They're not easy to come by. You get them. Now you go back to the drawing board, you correct your mistakes, and you go to week two.
Yeah.
And that's what you do in this league.
It's a process, you know. Yeah. You take the good from the bad, and you just you analyze it, you look at it, and you get better as the week go on. And you know, the mistakes – we don't see – we know the mistakes because we see it at players.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans don't see how many times that you can mess up. That's all you see is to make the play. But what had happened involved with what plays and guys missed their assignment and this. But what I really liked about what I took out of the games this week is the way how the defense, you know, bend but don't break at the end.
Yeah.
You know, they finally put it together. And I know we was missing a couple of starters out there, mm-hmm. you know, and we kind of like involved, you know, like, okay, we give them some quick touchdowns early, but they never, then they just getting better and better. And you just had that feeling that we needed that turnover, and the turnover came at the right time.
Right.
And because, you know, Baker Mayfield was going to do something that was ironic, you know, yeah. was he's going to be in, you know, he's going to do something yep. that's just not, yep. not uncommon because yeah. he's still got that college, you know, yeah, college yeah. feeling into him.
Yeah.
And you could see the difference between him and Patrick Mahomes, how mm-hmm. Patrick can see it in so many different ways, and it's slower for him, more or less, to Baker. Everything Baker does has got to be quick rhythm.
That's right.
Yeah, he's talented. Patrick is more of a kind of like immature.
Yeah,
kinda,
yeah.
You know,
if you see the way Patrick could just let the game resolve,
right.
go sit over it, talk about it, look at it on you know, on his little iPad, and then go out and right. get it done.
Yeah.
See things and he know and let it come to him. So when the defense, you know, can catch up and the offense just let it loose. That's how the
that's
game
how good things happen.
Yeah. And they made some adjustments at halftime, which you do throughout a game
throughout
anyway,
a game.
Because, you know, you think when you put a game plan together, you think this is how they're going to attack you. But sometimes that's
they
not the way they
too.
Attack you. Right.
They get paid
so
too.
Now you've got to go back and make some adjustments. And like you said, they're missing two starters, Frank Clark
right.
and the Honey Badger, which obviously will help
yeah.
down the line. But they were able to make those adjustments and make those plays that they needed to make.
Yeah, it was a great win. We're going to put a bow on the Browns matchup from last week, 1-0 Chiefs. When we come back, we got the Ravens to talk about, and we got some text line responses to tackle as well. And remember, this Players Only is brought to you by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Halftime, Players Only is over. We'll be back to tackle some of these texts and talk about this Ravens matchup.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Halftime's over. Players Only is back in the building. J.C. Pearson, Neil Smith, the departed Sean Barber. Not here.
Oh, yeah.
And I am Danan Hughes.
Like we are praying for that brother, man. We're praying for him.
Yes, he's out there. Being a chaperone, being a great dad to his son.
Where is my barber
yeah,
shop?
His son is a really good baseball player out here in Kansas, and he's going out for a showcase out in Arizona. So
family first, brother.
We're lifting up barbershop. Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels,
brother. I know his son is going to do some work out there
yep,
for sure.
Good luck to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, son, go do your thing, boy.
Yep.
And feed them chickens.
Yep, you got to feed them chickens. So just to put a wrap and to put a bow on the Browns game, from my perspective, the Chiefs, the game is about adjustments. JC mentioned it. We gave up 318 yards of offense in the first half, gave up 139 in the second half. Had the turnovers, the muff punt, the fumble cause, as well as the game-sealing interception by the defensive back with a great last name, Mike Hughes. And we got a 1-0. We're 1-0 on the season. We got a huge victory. The Arrowhead fans and faithful in the Chiefs kingdom were at a level of 100 out of 100, and it was great to be a part of. So we appreciate that support. We definitely need it this week. The Ravens, we're going to Baltimore, going to the Inner Harbor down there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have some seafood, even though I'm not a seafood guy. And we're taking on a Ravens team that took a big, big jab last week against the Raiders. I don't think very many teams expected the Raiders, even at home, for the home opener of the spaceship out there in the desert, to walk away with that victory. But this Ravens team, we'll talk about the Raiders down the road, but this Ravens team is wounded.
Yeah.
And they don't want to start the season 0-2. We believe they will. But from you guys' perspective, like, I see a wounded team in the Ravens that they're going to be desperate. They do what they do, and it's tough for me to believe with Tyrann Mathieu coming back, Frank Clark coming back, everyone else healthy, that you know, we're going to have a serious, serious problem with them.
Well, you know, I mean, they're a good team. You know, should they beat us? Absolutely not. But, you know, every week is a new week. You got to go in there ready to play. Obviously, Lamar Jackson is a problem. yes, for anybody and everybody. So we've got to contain him first and foremost. If you do that, I think you beat this team. I don't think they can really run the ball on us. You know, I think Latavius Murray probably going to get some more touches. You know, they brought him over, picked him up from New Orleans. And it wasn't a talent thing. It was a money thing. But I think he'll help him a little bit. Sammy Watkins, he's mm-hmm. going to want to play big. He knows us. We know them. We know him, rather. So, you know, we just got to eliminate the big plays, eliminate Lamar. I think this is a game where defensively, I'll speak from the defensive side, I think this is a game where you play predominantly zone defense. Yeah. Because when you play zone, everybody's looking at the ball. All 11 guys are eyes are looking at the ball. And if Lamar escapes out of there, now you can rally and stop him. You don't want to be caught in man coverage chasing a guy down the field and let Lamar out of there, and now he's running down the field wide open. You don't even know he's coming. So, you know, defensively, I think you just got to contain him. That's it.
What do you see, Neil?
Well, you know what? JC put it in perspective. I think that, you know, this is a very important game, you know, in the season to keep your undefeated record. I don't think that the Ravens want to go 0-2. I think it's going to be a better dogfight than we think it is. But here's what I really feel. Lamar Jackson here does make great plays. It's no question about it. I think that we have more talent on our side of the football being in with a wounded team. But we can't go in there thinking that they are wounded and they are just not going to show up and play. This is their first home game, and they're going to be just as excited as we was getting their friends back. So there'll be a lot of hype in the game and how you come out and how you accept the game and let the game come to you. I think we'll be involved in where how I think the outcome will be. But I can't see us not winning by 14 or more points. I really like the fact that, you know, what JC said, that, you know, you have to keep an eye or spy on Lamar Jackson and keep him in the pocket. He's very dangerous when he gets outside, as you know, as well as he can make plays just like Patrick Mahomes can in the pocket. I think he'd get better as the game go on when he gets comfortable. We have to keep him when I rush. You know, big ups to our rushers that coming up, you know, Chris Jones and now back Frank Clark coming back to keep this guy contained, because he's a very dangerous guy, as we know, when he gets to the second level and the linebackers and the defensive backs get their backs turned.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a formidable foe. They have a team that's had a lot of success. They have a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh has done an outstanding job creating an ideal with that organization. Like, they have a personality. Yeah, every year, you know what you're going to get from teams like the Ravens and the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, you just know that, you know, you're going to have to bring your lunch pail, and the next day you're going to be in the ice tub.
Right. Oh, it's going to be physical.
And it's going to be a physical game. But I think it's definitely something that will tell us a lot about our team, and it will tell the entire country a lot about the Ravens team. Yeah. If they're a team that's going to be making noise in the AFC North, or if that division is going to be more about the Steelers and the Browns going forward. So I'm looking forward to this matchup. We got more to tackle on that matchup. I want to get to the text line because we got one text from 816. Do you think the Chiefs attack other teams' issues? Like, for instance, when Snead got hurt last year, the other team went after us. When the big fella went down last week for Mayfield, I didn't feel like the Chiefs went after that. I believe that you have to stay within your game plan. And just because a player goes down doesn't mean that you're in attack mode. It's not like an MMA fight where you got a guy wounded where you start to attack. There's still 10 other guys and the 11th guy that's replacing him that can make some noise.
That next man up.
You know, I mean, yeah, everybody that's in the NFL is in the NFL for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can play. You may not be the starter, but there's a reason why you're on that roster, whether it's our roster, somebody else's roster. So, you know, you can't just change your entire game plan because somebody gets hurt. And now you want to go at that guy once or twice to see if he's ready to play or if he's warm, whatever. But you can't just change your whole game plan and say, now we're going to run every play at this guy.
Yeah. It just doesn't happen like that.
No, it doesn't.
All right, guys, we are ending the third quarter. Remember, players only each and every week. We're supported by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. We got the fourth quarter of the show coming up. We got the previews of the Washington football team showing out and warming up for this Thursday night matchup tonight. But we got more to talk about this Ravens and talk about specific numbers. I'm not a huge number stats guy, but I got some that will probably interest a lot of Chiefs fans around this kingdom, and we'll get some keys to the victory before we shut it down.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Sean Barber, Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. Fourth quarter, Players Only, J.C. Pearson, Neil Smith, and I am Damon Hughes. We're about to put a bow on this show right now. Wrap it up. The departed Sean Barber. We got our... Should we do a moment of silence? There's a moment of silence. Yeah, that's it. That's all you got, Barbershop. Yeah. Sorry.
But you got to explain. Somebody might have just tuned in.
Oh, yeah. Barbershop, he's missing on the first day of school. Yeah.
MIA.
He's MIA really on the first day of school.
Yeah.
He decided against joining in the studio with the coolest crew around. Julio, it's a shame. We're going to take it personal. We'll take it out on him next week. He'll be back for sure. We got the text line open. Jay Southland Tow Service text line 913-576-7610. Just got 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to tackle a few of the text messages. We appreciate everybody that have texted in. They talk about from the 913 primetime Sunday, Lamar never had a losing record. Okay. Lamar has faced Patrick Mahomes 3 times. He is 0-3.
Yep.
And Patrick Mahomes' numbers are far surpassing Lamar Jackson. He has more than double his passing yardage, more than triple his touchdowns, and
he can start 0-2 and still end up with a winning record.
Yeah, he got more power to him.
Right.
You know, nothing against him. You know, we want teams and good players to have good games. We just don't want them to have them against us.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We got from the 913 or 660, the way you just described it says you are better than us. Which is true, LOL. Going back to that comment we talked about watching the games.
We're not better than
anybody. We just see it different.
Right.
There's a lot of cats that watch hockey. I grew up in Jersey around, you know, big-time hockey guys.
Right.
They watch the game differently. They see it differently than me. I just see a bunch of cats skating around, checking people. Right. And I'd be one of those goons that was skating around looking for a fight.
And me, myself, putting on a pair of skates, I try to put it on one time.
Oh, boy.
I would have loved to see that.
So don't misunderstand. Yeah. Not saying better. Different. Just like if we went to whoever the texter was, went to their job, we would not understand their job.
Yeah, we wouldn't see it the same
as he does.
Yep.
So you know, it's just
not a knock at all.
No, this was
but he had the LOL at the end, so I know he's probably just throwing a jab.
In one's eyes.
The 816. What concerns do you have for the two tackles on the O line? They appear to get beat by edge rushers up the field. Is that true or blocking by design? Before I get into that, and I know Neil, you could probably add something to it. There were 41 snaps of protection for Patrick Mahomes, not directed towards the tackles, just to kind of give you perspective and where we're heading and the upside that we have. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, the two rookies on the offensive line had 41 snaps. They only had one quarterback pressure, no sacks. So the good part is the interior guys are doing their necessary work. Tooney, Trey Smith, and Creed Humphrey. On the outside, the tackles, Neil, and you correct me if I'm wrong, what we saw in the Buccaneers Super Bowl were two wide nine techniques that were going to use their speed to run upfield, try to collapse the pocket, and not give Patrick Mahomes a room to escape. And with that technique, if he escapes out, Neil, you were one of the greater ones at it. If you come upfield hard and the quarterback escapes out, what do? You wheel around. And now the tackle ain't blocking you because you're tracking down the quarterback.
Absolutely.
I remember specific plays where you guys were strip sacking quarterbacks by that wheel around Derek on Jeff George and Jay Schrader and, you know, getting the sacks and the safeties and all that, because it wasn't about the initial pressure. It was about when the quarterback escaped that you knew that you were going to wheel back around. Now you totally unblocked.
Right.
So that was what was successful for the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And the Browns with two really athletic outside guys and Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett employed the same thing.
Absolutely. And you know, the tackles, they'll tell you, you know, you can read some of their quotes. They know that they've got to do better as well, but that's why they're getting paid a lot of money, because the money on defense is going to the guys to get to at the quarterback now. Absolutely. You know, and that's the name of the game. You got to get to the quarterback. So they're going to face that every week. This week they're going to see Justin Houston. He's going to be trying to come off the edge. So, you know, yes, absolutely. Everybody's got to get better all the way around. You know, and then also you look at Mahomes. You know, can he stay in the pocket a little more, step up? I think they talked about it on the broadcast. Instead of getting out so quick, you know, that helps them as well. They can run some screens. There's things that they can do to help them as well. But yeah, everybody has got to play better, no doubt.
I think the offensive line, you know, as you guys said, you know, if they can sustain their block just a little bit more, you know, and then that's just all about how you feel the game and the guy that you're approaching. You got to understand, on the defensive side of perspective, a guy as a rusher, edge rusher such as myself, we're only going to take what you give us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it also goes in how you set and your step drops, mm-hmm, or whatever. So yep. If you know your play is going to go to another way and you set a certain way, then if you don't give me that, I have to go to something else. So guys react, as you said. And they had two great edge rushers that did bring a little habit. I'm not concerned. I think they're going to gel together. Their first time they're together as a unit, and until they build that chemistry, you know, like they had when Willie Rolfe and those guys were there, there's no question that they're gonna get better.
And that's what I think you hit the nail on the head, because I want Chiefs fans to really recognize, in no sport, especially professional sports, do you want to be the best in week one.
Right.
You always want to continue to grow and be good enough to win, but also recognize opportunities where you have to grow. And I'd rather have the best team in week 18,
absolutely,
going into the playoffs, then have the best team in week one. Again, before we were about to roll out, but for keys to victory, I got a few of my own. I kind of feel like this game is like a more Michael Jordan game. And when I say that, is Lamar Jackson is kind of in my mind, like a Michael Jordan. He's going to get his. That was the old rule, the Jordan rules. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's going to get you 30. Just don't let Scotty and Bill Cartwright and B.J. Armstrong and
somebody
Tony Kukoc get you 30 also.
Right.
This is a situation where Lamar Jackson's going to have 70-something yards rushing, maybe a little bit more. But if you give him 70-something yards rushing, which he's going to earn, and you give him 350 yards passing with three or four touchdowns, it's going to be a long day and a long flight back for the Chiefs. So the Michael Jordan rules apply to Lamar Jackson. You're not going to be able to stop him. You can hope to contain him. JC, you talked about three-man rush with a zone on the outside, with everybody focusing on where Lamar Jackson is. Offensively, we got to be able to run the ball. I like what they did in adjusting in the second half, and I think we can carry some of that momentum into this game. Run the ball well, open the door for the pass, and come away with a win. I think it's going to be a great, great matchup and a great opportunity to showcase with Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark back on the field, the team fully healthy. It's going to be outstanding to watch what we can do on Sunday Night Football prime time.
Yep.
Well, guys, we appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Players Only back in the building next week with Barbershop, hopefully, if he can make it. And hopefully after another Chiefs win. We appreciate y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Dana Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Team showing out and warming up for this Thursday night matchup tonight. But we got more to talk about this Ravens and talk about specific numbers. I'm not a huge number stats guy, but I got some that will probably interest a lot of Chiefs fans around this kingdom, and we'll get some keys to the victory before we shut it down.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber, Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back, fourth quarter, Players Only, J.C. Pearson, Neil Smith, and I am Danan Hughes. We're about to put a bow on this show right now. Wrap it up, the departed Sean Barber. We got our. Should we do a moment of silence? There's a moment of silence. That's all you got, Barbershop. Yeah. Sorry.
But you got to explain. Somebody might have just tuned in.
Oh, yeah. Barbershop, he's missing on the first day of school. Yeah.
MIA.
He's MIA really on the first day of school.
Yeah.
He decided against joining in the studio with the coolest crew around. Julio, it's a shame. We're going to take it personal. We'll take it out on him next week. He'll be back for sure. We got the text line open. Jay Southland Tow Service text line 913-576-7610. Just got 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to tackle a few of the text messages. We appreciate everybody that have texted in. They talk about from the 913 primetime Sunday, Lamar never had a losing record. Okay. Lamar has faced Patrick Mahomes 3 times. He is 0-3.
Yep.
And Patrick Mahomes' numbers are far surpassing Lamar Jackson. He has more than double his passing yardage, more than triple his touchdowns. And
he can start 0-2 and still end up with a winning record.
Yeah, he got more power to him.
Right.
You know, nothing against him. You know, we want teams and good players to have good games. We just don't want them to have them against us.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We got from the 913 or 660, the way you just described it says you are better than us, which is true. LOL. Going back to that comment we talked about watching the games.
We're not better than
anybody. We just see it different.
Right.
There's a lot of cats that watch hockey. I grew up in Jersey around, you know, big-time hockey guys.
Right.
They watch the game differently. They see it differently than me. I just see a bunch of cats skating around, checking people. Right. And I'd be one of those goons that was skating around looking for a fight.
And me, myself, putting on a pair of skates, I try to put it on one time.
Oh, boy.
Ain't going
I would have loved to see that. I would love to see that.
No, so don't misunderstand. Yeah. Not saying better. Different. Just like if we went to whoever the texter was, went to their job, we would not understand their job.
Yeah, we wouldn't see it
well
the same
as he does.
Yep.
So you know, it's
just not a knock at all.
No, this was
but he had the LOL at the end, so he's probably just throwing a jab.
In one's eyes.
The 816. What concerns do you have for the two tackles on the O line? They appear to get beat by edge rushers up the field. Is that true or blocking by design? Before I get into that, and I know Neil, you could probably add something to it. There were 41 snaps of protection for Patrick Mahomes, not directed towards the tackles, just to kind of give you perspective and where we're heading and the upside that we have. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Rookie, the two rookies on the offensive line had 41 snaps. They only had one quarterback pressure, no sacks. So the good thing is the interior guys
even got hit.
Yeah, the input, the good part is the interior guys are doing their necessary work. Tooney, Trey Smith, and Creed Humphrey. On the outside, the tackles, Neil, and you correct me if I'm wrong. What we saw in the Buccaneers Super Bowl were two wide nine techniques that were going to use their speed to run upfield, try to collapse the pocket, and not give Patrick Mahomes a room to escape. And with that technique, if he escapes out, Neil, you were one of the greater ones at it. If you come upfield hard and the quarterback escapes out, what do? You wheel around. And now the tackle ain't blocking you because you're tracking down the quarterback.
Absolutely.
I remember specific plays where you guys were strip sacking quarterbacks by the you know that wheel around Derek on Jeff George and Jay Schrader and you know getting the sacks and the safeties and all that because it wasn't about the initial pressure. It was about when the quarterback escaped,
right.
That you knew that you were going to wheel back around. Now you totally unblocked.
Right.
So that was what was successful for the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And the Browns with two really athletic outside guys in Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett employed the same thing.
Absolutely. And you know, the tackles, they'll tell you, you know, you can read some of their quotes. They know that they've got to do better as well, but that's why they're getting paid a lot of money because the money on defense is going to the guys to get to at the quarterback now. Absolutely. You know, and that's the name of the game. You got to get to the quarterback. So they're going to face that every week. This week they're going to see Justin Houston. He's going to be trying to come off the edge. So, you know, yes, absolutely. Everybody's got to get better all the way around. You know, and then also you look at Mahomes. You know, can he stay in the pocket a little more, step up? I think they talked about it on the broadcast. Instead of getting out so quick, you know, that helps them as well. They can run some screens. There's things that they can do to help them as well. But yeah, everybody has got to play better, no doubt.
I think the offensive line, you know, as you guys said, you know, if they can sustain their block just a little bit more, you know, and that's just all about how you feel the game and the guy that you're approaching. You got to understand, on the defensive side of perspective, a guy as a rusher, edge rusher such as myself, we're only going to take what you give us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it also goes in how you set and your step drops or whatever. So if you know your play is going to go to another way and you set a certain way, then if you don't give me that, I have to go to something else. So guys react, as you said. And they had two great edge rushers that did bring a little havoc. I'm not concerned. I think they're going to gel together. That's the first time they're together as a unit. And until they build that chemistry, you know, like they had when Willie Rolfe and those guys were there, there's no question that they're gonna get better.
And that's what I think you hit the nail on the head because I want Chiefs fans to really recognize in no sport, especially professional sports, do you want to be the best in week one.
Right.
You always want to continue to grow and be good enough to win, but also recognize opportunities where you have to grow. And I'd rather have the best team in week 18 going into the playoffs then have the best team in week one. Again, before we were about to roll out, but for keys to victory, I got a few of my own. I kind of feel like this game is like a more Michael Jordan game. And when I say that is Lamar Jackson is kind of in my mind, like a Michael Jordan. He's going to get his. That was the old rule, the Jordan rules. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's going to get you 30. Just don't let Scotty and Bill Cartwright and B.J. Armstrong and
somebody
Tony Kukoc get you 30 also.
Right.
This is a situation where Lamar Jackson's going to have 70-something yards rushing, maybe a little bit more. But if you give him 70-something yards rushing, which he's going to earn, and you give him 350 yards passing with three or four touchdowns, it's going to be a long day and a long flight back for the Chiefs. So the Michael Jordan rules apply to Lamar Jackson. You're not going to be able to stop him. You can hope to contain him. JC, you talked about three-man rush with a zone on the outside with everybody focusing on where Lamar Jackson is. Offensively, we got to be able to run the ball. I like what they did adjusting in the second half, and I think we can carry some of that momentum into this game. Run the ball well, open the door for the pass, and come away with a win. I think it's going to be a great, great matchup and a great opportunity to showcase with Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark back on the field, the team fully healthy. It's going to be outstanding to watch what we can do on Sunday Night Football prime time.
Yep.
Well, guys, we appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Players Only back in the building next week with Barbershop, hopefully, if he can make it. And hopefully after another Chiefs win. We appreciate y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Keenan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.